Ayatollah Khomeini, you seem to have had some success, you and your followers, in changing the government in Tehran. Do you have any feeling for how long it may be before there is an Islamic State in Iran?
It is very close. Very soon we will announce a new government.
Are we talking about days, weeks?
Probably a few days.
From CBS News, Pontchartrain, France. A spontaneous and unrehearsed news interview on Face the Nation with Ayatollah Khomeini, Iranian religious leader and also political opposition leader to the Shah of Iran. His remarks will be translated by his associate, Dr. Ibrahim Yazdi. Ayatollah Khomeini will be questioned by CBS News correspondent Bert Quint, by Scott Sullivan, bureau chief of Newsweek in Paris, and by CBS News correspondent George Herman. Face the Nation is produced by CBS News, which is solely responsible for the selection of today's guest and panel.
Ayatollah, you say you expect to be able to announce an Islamic State in a matter of days. Does the timing depend on when the Shah leaves the country?
It is probable that after the departure of the Shah, we will announce that.
Ayatollah, you have said recently that you felt the Shah should be arrested, imprisoned, and tried for his crimes. Now that he appears to be on the verge of leaving, are you going to insist on that kind of punishment? Would you go so far as to prevent his departure from the country?
If you have the power, and if the nation can get him, we will do it. We will not permit him to leave, and we will arrest him for his crime to be tried and punished. However, if he escapes, wherever he goes, we will ask from the respective government to send him back to Iran for the punishment of the crime that he has committed and to repay for what he has get from the people.
Sir, you say we will do this, and you say that a new government will be announced. As you know, a new government is in the process of being formally installed right now. Obviously, you're talking about a different government. What government are you talking about, and what legal right will it have?
Because the nation has given me the vote of confidence through all these demonstrations, huge demonstrations, they have announced, they have claimed, proclaimed that I am their leader and the only leader. Through this vote of confidence, in the name of the nation, I will appoint a transitional government which will do the preliminary work to bring a permanent government, so the permanent government, through the General Assembly, will be able to do further work.
You will appoint these men. Are these men now in Iran?
Yes, they are in Iran, but however, I cannot reveal at the moment their names.
And when you say the General Assembly, are you talking about the General Assembly now existing, or does it require new elections to get an Islamic General Assembly satisfactory to you?
This parliament is not legal. Since the Shah and his father, we never had any legal parliament. The kind of the parliament that we are going to establish is the type which will be based on the general vote of the people, not to be assembled under the force of the bayonet. This parliament has been established by the bayonet of the Shah or his father, and they have not had any legality. So the kind of the parliament that we are going to establish will be completely different, will be based on the general vote of the people.
What will you do with the government that now exists, the government that's being formed? You say you are going to appoint new persons to take over the government. How will you get rid of the existing government?
The present government is illegal. It is against the wish and the determination of our people and does not have any support. Even the employees of the government has denounced the present government. All the segments of the government, of the people, nation, those that they are in the governmental agencies or not, they have rejected the present government because does not have any base among the masses, so cannot remain and continue. The kind of the government that we are seeking is the one which will come according to the vote of the people, not to come by the decision of one man and the Shah which has lost all his legitimacy and legality and is actually abdicated through the referendum that people made. And the support of that Shah comes from other persons, from people other than the Shah. Unfortunately, the American government has supported the Shah and is still supporting. Now they are supporting the government which is appointed by the same Shah. This is indeed a very sad story.
But having said that, Ayatollah, don't you recognize some positive modification in the American government's attitude from your point of view in the last week or so?
Our policy with the American government, if they stop to support this illegal government and stop it, then we do not have any opposition to the American people and also to the American government. If they stop this support, we will treat them with friendship and justice.
Let me go back just a moment to the question of the election of a new assembly or majlis. In the creation of an Islamic state, in the election of a new assembly, are there going to be two or three political parties, the Islamic party and other rival parties allowed in such an election?
The parties that they are not involved and engage in the activity contrary to the national interests of our people, they will be free to act.
How do you determine that?
The recognition is clear. Those people that they are working for the domination of the foreign powers, they are definitely acting contrary to our interests. Those parties or individuals that they are acting for the national interest, they will be allowed to work.
I haven't understood how we reach that point. There is a government, there is an army. How do you get to the point where you can name a government, a provisional government, and make it take effect? Do you anticipate that there will be more bloodshed even with the Shah gone?
After the removal of the Shah, all these solutions will be solved. The whole nation and the segments, areas of the government also are in agreement with us. It is not to say that in the army everyone is for the Shah and supporting the Shah. A great part of the army also has relation with the nation and will act accordingly. At the moment, it is the foreign hands within the army which force the army to act like that. Otherwise, they will be also acting according to our national interests.
Are you suggesting, sir, that Mr. Sanjabi's National Front and some elements of the current government, which you describe as illegal, might join with you in a transitional government? And if they wanted to, would you accept them in the transitional government?
It is possible. We have to study the case.
You talk about different sides within the army, some being in foreign hands, as you put it, and some being with the people. Doesn't that raise the possibility of a civil war? How can you avoid civil war?
The civil war, internal war, is by the provocation of the Shah and the foreign hands. When the Shah goes and the foreign domination ends, I don't think the army will be loyal to the Shah or to wish to follow some traitor. Therefore, I do not foresee any internal war. However, if it happens, then it will be confronted with the determination of the whole nation.
What about the possibility of some Marxist elements producing incidents here and there? And what are your relations with the Marxist elements that may exist in Iran?
There's no relation between us and the Marxists. We are monotheist and we do believe in one God. The Marxist theory is against that. It is atheistic. So one cannot be a Muslim at the same time be a Marxist. And we do not have any concern or fear of their intervention. For a nation of 30 million and some who wants Islam and they are asking for Islam, there is no such possibility. These are the propaganda to distort and create such fear concerning our activity and the struggle.
In the same connection, sir, I wonder if you could tell us something about the kind of relations that you expect the Islamic Republic to have with the Soviet Union. Some of your friends and followers have talked about the possibility that the Muslim population of the southern part of the Soviet Union might want to rejoin an Islamic Republic in Iran. Would you favor or support that? And more generally, what sort of relations do you foresee with the Soviet Union?
Our relation with all nations will be friendly as long as they are not intervening in our affairs, and there is no differences between Russians and Americans or any other countries. As long as they do not interfere in our affairs, and also we do not have any policy to intervene in other people's affairs.
You have spoken out against Israel. Now, what would happen if there were another war in the Middle East? Would you put Iran's army, one of the greatest in the world, into action against Israel?
We are against Israel, and we will never help Israel. We will cut off our diplomatic relation. However, sending our army against Israel in any future probable war needs a thorough study, and at this time, I do not have anything to say on that.
Let me explore a little bit possible future relations with the United States. The Ayatollah has made some remarks about American bases interfering with Iranian independence. He has said that among those who violate human rights, there's no doubt that in the present age, this is Carter, referring, I take it, to the president. And I just would like to understand whether he expects friendly or chilly relations with the United States.
If the United States government sees the continuation of the policy that they have had and do not support the Shah, which has committed so much crime and treason to the country and has appointed the illegal government, which the American government is supporting it, so if they seize that one and they start to have better relation with us and have friendly relation with us, then according to our Islamic teaching, there is no reason for us to be in animosity with them.
What is your own role in this government that is to come?
I would not have any position in the future government as such, being the president or the prime minister. And my job is not to be as such. I will be some sort of supervising their activities. I will give them guidance. And if I see some deviation or some mistake, I will remind them how to correct it, give the general guidance.
You would be, in effect, the strong man of Iran.
In tertib shoma mard-e qavi Iran khahid bud.
In tor farz konid.
You may assume so.
I wonder if I could pick up again the question of U.S.-Persian relations after the Islamic Republic comes into power. Can you, for example, foresee any circumstances in which the United States might be permitted to maintain any sort of bases in Iran?
The American base could not remain in Iran because they are contrary to Iranian independence.
None of them.
Whatever it is, contrary to our independence.
What would your relationship be with Libya, and what is it now? Are you receiving, and the people who are fighting against the government, receiving any aid from Colonel Gaddafi?
We do not need to receive any help from anyone. We have not received any help assistance. We will never accept that one. These are all the propaganda, baseless and without any truth.
Where are the arms, the weapons coming from?
بعد این اسلحه هایی که می جنگن از کجا میاد
ملت تهیه میکنند من اطلاع ندارم از کجا
The people are preparing. I do not have any information where they are getting it.
As you must be aware, Ayatollah, there is some worry in the United States over a number of quotations which have been attributed to you from books of your past sermons and sayings, quotations which seem to say that you have some feeling against Jews, that you have some feeling against banks, that you have some feeling against having men teach women or women teach men. Would you comment?
There is no such things in the books that it is written with me, and if one can find something on the books that has been said related to me, I don't know, I cannot say unless I see. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing as such in my books. As for the question of the Jews and the other religious minorities, such statements are against all Islamic teaching. Islam respects all other religions. Under the Islamic government, all other minorities, including the Jews, can live freely. And under the Islamic government, even their freedom will be much better and greater than under the Shah's regime. As for the women, it is the Shah's propaganda to spread these lies against our movement. Islam does not have any opposition to the liberty and the freedom of the woman. As for the education, there will be freedom. Whatever Islam is standing against is to destroy the human quality of a woman, which is also those which are contrary to the morality of a society and of a woman.
Does morality of society allow women teachers to teach boys and boy men teachers to teach girls?
There's no prohibition on that.
Ayatollah, perhaps a more immediate concern that's very strongly felt in the United States and Western Europe and Japan is the question of whether an Islamic Republic would be a stable and reliable supplier of petroleum. What can you, or what kind of guarantees can you or will you give to the petroleum consumers about your ability to continue the supply?
The government which is relying on the people, the whole nation, definitely has the stability. Not the government that the whole nation has turned against it. This point that the Islamic government does not have any stability is not correct. That is also a propaganda against our movement. The whole nation is Muslim and they are asking, demanding an Islamic government. They are asking the same thing at the moment. The government which rely on the vote of all the nation and the whole nation is supporting it, definitely enjoying the more stability and also has the power to export the oil to any place that wishes so.
It is not, I presume, any influence of the Shah. It was the words of the Ayatollah speaking himself in an interview on French television, where you said that banks, like movie houses, are destructive institutions and are worthy of being burned.
As for the banks, as you know, the interest is forbidden in Islam, and it is against the interest of a human being. We accept the banks, the banking system, but not the usury and the interest. As for the cinemas, the kind of the cinemas they are in Iran are aimed to corrupt our young people.
I told several of the questions that we've asked recently may be summed up, I think, in one way, and that is the criticism that is made of you as being against progress, against modern material progress. In your view, is Islam compatible with physical material progress, or are they incompatible?
Islam.
In Islam, the whole program is for the progress of the human being. Islam is not against civilization. The opposition of Islam and Islamic movement is with the barbaric policies of the Shah, which has destroyed the whole country. It is the propaganda of the Shah to spend our dollars in order for this the distortion of the facts in our country, and to show to the whole world that our movement is against the progress. Islam is not against any one of the evidence or one of the byproducts of the civilization and the progress and modernization and industrialization. What we are against is with the present system that the Shah has brought, so the foreigners can loot and plunder of our national resources. The whole nation standing firm for their liberty for and the independence of the country. They want their country to be advanced, but it is the Shah who destroyed our agriculture. It is the Shah who has destroyed our economy, our human resources, our army. We are against these policies.
If I may, I would like to go back to the question of the Islamic government and the Islamic state that you project for immediately after the fall of the Shah. If and when that happens, have you communicated with the persons that you expect to take over this government? Do they know themselves who they are? Are they in agreement?
Yes, I have talked with them. They have accepted.
Will all the officers, all the representatives of the Islamic State be Muslims?
In Parliament, there is a clause and the provision for the participation and representative of the religious minorities. And if the circumstances prescribe, then they can also participate in the government from among the religious minorities. There is no prohibition also in their activity in the governmental agencies.
And you expect Ayatollah to retain this law as it is?
Yes.
I get the impression, sir, that many of the powers that the Shah has now, you would, as the strong man of Iran, take for yourself, but that you would apply them for what you consider good. Is that correct, sir?
No, it is not so. It is not my policy to intervene in the governmental affairs. The government must be and will be supported by the people and rely on the people. What we do, we will propose to the people a kind of the government which will take over based on the vote of the people.
Over the ages, Islam has been quite frequently a martial and military religion. Will the Islamic State of Iran maintain a strong army and a strong military posture?
Yes, we will have a strong force in Iran, but however, we will remove the corrupt individuals from the army.
Ayatollah Khomeini, we've run out of time. I want to thank you very much for being our guest today on Face the Nation, and we'll have a word about next week's guest in a moment.
I sell insurance. Up to now, I've never used a computer.
A computer would help, but I'm not a programmer.
In real estate, I can't take months to learn to use a computer.
In this IBM classroom, we've just taught those people to use a computer in 3 hours.
Because IBM researchers have developed a new technique called QBE, Query by Example. It's easy to use. Once the basic information is in the computer, you can ask for it. Organized the way it would be on paper, in tables like this.
I want to see which of my salesmen are doing better than average in sales quota. I develop a simple table. There's my answer.
QBE is really easy to learn, and it's going to help control my costs.
These days, that's important.
We at IBM are in a competitive industry. We work hard to make our products do more for less money. And part of that is making them easier to use, too. IBM, helping put information to work for people.
Today on Face the Nation, Ayatollah Khomeini, Iranian religious leader and also political opposition leader to the Shah of Iran, was interviewed by CBS News correspondent Bert Quint, by Scott Sullivan, bureau chief of Newsweek in Paris, and CBS News correspondent George Herman. Face the Nation has been sponsored by IBM. Next week, Senator Frank Church, Democrat of Idaho and incoming chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, will face the nation. This broadcast was produced by CBS News.